When Allah becomes lover, what you think is going to throw him into the hell? No. So this is the easy way to protect ourselves from the hellfire. Love someone. Hazrat Abu Idris Khawlani rahimahullah alayhi said that I entered into Jama Masjid of Damascus, and there as I entered I saw there was a very handsome young man, very white dress and bright face, and people were surrounding him. Some people were asking him question, query, is relating the hadith, someone putting his dispute, is solving the problems, and he was very busy among the people. I surprised, I amazed. I didn't have a chance to go nearby him. So next day I thought, let me come little early, I want to visit. So because I don't know who is he. So I asked someone, who is this personality? People are so loving him, so close to him, and surrounded him. He said, you don't know? I said, no, I don't know him. He said, he is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hold his hand, he was very young. He hold his hand, he said, Ya Mu'adh, Ahabullah, Ahabbuka lillah. O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. Imagine Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding someone's hand and declaring, expressing his love, that, oh Mu'adh, I love you. Then he advised him that don't forget after every salat, you must read this dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. This dua, Rasulullah taught him, but before that, he hold his hand and he said, I love you. And that is the same Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when at the end of the life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sending him to as a governor of Yemen and giving him final advices. He said, O Mu'adh, when you return back from Yemen, you won't see me, you will visit my grave. That was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anyway, this Abu Idris Khawlani rahimahullah alayhi said, so I ask you, someone told me, is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He said, next day let me go a little early and I want to see, visit him. So next day I went a little early, but I found him, he was already before me in the masjid and he was praying salat. So I didn't want to disturb him. I waited until he completed his salat. Then I went to him and I just told him, O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah. When he heard this, he hold my thobe, he hold my gown, and he shook me. Allah, Billah, truly you love me for the sake of Allah. Truly you love me for the sake of Allah. 3 times. He said, yes, I'm not lying, I'm in the masjid. Although I'm strange for you, we never met before. But now since I heard, I saw your status, your respect, your honor amongst the people, and I heard you are the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you, just for the sake of Allah, no other reason. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I confirmed 3 times, because I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Samit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yaqul, Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hadith of Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared and mentioned, Wajabat mahabbati. Look at the word. My love became compulsory. There is no doubt. Definitely I love that person. Wajabat mahabbati. Lil mutahabbina fi. For those two people who love each other for my sake. Wal mutajalisina fi. And those people who sit down together for my sake, meaning some majlis of muzakara, some dars is taking place, some bayan is taking place, and all Muslim brothers sit together to listen, to learn about each other, for the sake of Allah. Second category. The third category, wal mutazawirina fi, and those who visit each other for my sake. They like this. I mentioned the incident. Those who visit for my sake, go to the any brother. And the fourth one, wal mutabazilina fiye, those who spend money for my sake. He help those Muslim brothers who are in need of. Now this is the hadith which I can continue, but very briefly, these are the four categories. We should try to be amongst one of those to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, definitely. Number one, mutahabbina fi, that you should love each other. You should not have hatred or jealousy or enmity for anyone. Jealousy, hatred, pride is from shaitan. Love and mahabba is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So this is very easy, my brothers, to become a beloved of Allah just by loving each other. Just loving each other. And then when we sit down with this intention, I am sitting next to my Muslim brother. And we are sitting here to learn something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will be counted among those to whom Allah loves. And the third thing, as I said, you should go and visit your Muslim brother. Even not your friend, but once in a while, once in a week, just go and visit him. But don't go and trouble him, or then you sit down in his house and demand for food and coffee and tea. No. Just go. My intention is not to eat or bother you anyway. I just came here to visit to Assalamu Alaikum. Otherwise, if he will feel from far, he's going to close the door and tell his small child, tell my dad is not at home. and the innocent son will come out and say, oh, my dad told me that I must tell you that he is not at home. Because child, he cannot lie. So you shouldn't be like that. So don't be burden upon anyone. Just go and visit with smiling face and just ask him a few questions, how are you doing, you need any help, etc. And the fourth one, my brothers, very important, mutabazilina fi. If you find anyone or you hear about anyone that he is in trouble financially, quietly. If someone is sick, go to visit in the hospital, quietly give some money in his hand. At the time he needs some money. He is not going to speak out of this. Right? Or give some help to his relatives. He's not going to ask, but this is our duty. If you see someone is in trouble financially, quietly for the sake of Allah. This should be our intention. No boasting. Not telling anyone else, oh, I went to hospital, I gave him check of 500. No, that's wrong. You won't get any reward on that. Quietly, just for the sake of Allah, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will get the thawab, then Allah will love you. Last hadith, very important. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a tool how we can love each other. If you do that, definitely Allah will give us the tawfiq and ability to love each other. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith also narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallazi nafsi biyadihi. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to emphasize on the importance of the message, this is how he used to address, this is how he used to start. That wallahi, I am giving you this hadith, I am telling you, listen carefully. It's very important. I am telling you, you know, from that, in his qudrat is my life. In his hand is my life. Walladhi nafsi biyadhi. I am going to tell you very important thing. Listen carefully. I am telling from his behalf, on his control is my life. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, La tadkhulul jannata. You people are not going to enter into the paradise. Shocking news. We are praying, we are fasting, going out for jihad. All these things we are doing for the sake of Allah to get entry into the paradise. Here Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, La tadkhulul jannata. You will definitely, La tadkhulul jannata. Definitely. You people are not going to enter into paradise. Sahaba were shocked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hatta tu'minu. Until you believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because without iman, there is no jannah. This is the first condition, this is the first visa everyone should have. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. If you have that ticket, you will get entry in the stadium. Otherwise, get out. The police are standing there. You have to have the ticket, right? So ticket to the Jannah is kalima la ilaha illallah. So Rasulullah said, Hatta tu'minu. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you will never be able to be complete and perfect iman until you love each other. This is the condition of iman. I claim I am believer, I come in for salat, but I hate people. Rasulullah said, your iman is not completed, and without complete and perfect iman, you will not be able to enter into the Jannah. This is necessary. This is essential. So, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. You will never be able to be a true believer until you love each other for the sake of Allah. أَوَلَا عَدُلُّكُ. This is the mercy of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's saying, do I not guide you? Do I not tell you something? أَلَا شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. If you do that in your daily life, definitely you will love each other. And what is that? أَفْسُسْ سَلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. أَفْسُسْ سَلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst yourself. Spread salam amongst yourself. This is the hadith in Muslim Sharif. By spreading salam to whom you know, to whom you don't know. Because we only greet to whom we know. And that person who strange or person we don't like him, we turn away our face. We don't want to see him. Even his greeting, we don't even look at him, we ignore. Why? I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. So this is not the sign of Islam. This is not a true believer. So, afshu salam by spreading salam, especially to whom we don't like, those who are thinking that we are enemy or we don't like each other for some reason, go and greet him first. It's very hard to break down our ego. It's very hard to go first and greet first. But this is what it is. If you greet first and you cut off your ego, Allah loves that action. And Allah is going to reward you more compared to that person who reply you back or no. It's up to him. If doesn't reply, it's up to him. You did your job. You did your job. You greeted him. You tell him assalamu alaikum. And then you are done. So afshu salama bainakum. This is the remedy and this is the tool to love each other. The more you make salam and greet each other, automatically Allah will soften your heart and his heart, and you people start loving to each other. This is like a clicking to each other just by greeting, by sending salam. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.